So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned, Habaydik tzarech sheyevatel. One who did bedikas chametz must also be mevatel, nullify the chametz right away. The Gemara explains, the Chacham did not set the time of bittel in the fourth or fifth hour in the morning, 9 to 11 a.m., sometime before Zman Isuroi, because he might forget, since there is no related activity to remind him, as opposed to the evening, when he is mevatel in conjunction with bedikas chametz. The Gemara asks, v'nevatli b'shis. Why didn't the Chacham set the time of bittel for the sixth hour, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, when people are engaged in sreifas chametz, the burning of the chametz? The Gemara answers, during the sixth hour, the chametz is already asa midrabbanan, and he can no longer be mevatlid because it no longer belongs to him. This is supported by Rav's statement, Hamekadish mishei shoyisu lamala, afilu b'chitei kardinaisa, ein choyishin l'kedushin. Rashi says that Rav is speaking of the sixth hour when chametz is only asa midrabbanan. Nevertheless, if somebody tries to be Mekadosh or woman at that time, the Kedushin is completely invalid because the Chametz no longer belongs to him. Taisus says that Rav is speaking of after the sixth hour, when Chametz is Asa Mederaisa. However, Chite Kardinaisa are Chametz Nuksha, which is only Chametz Mederabana. The Gemara challenges this rule that one cannot be Mevatel after the Zman Isra from a Braisa that mentions that somebody who was Yeshiva Beis HaMedrash, sitting in the Beis HaMedrash on Yom Tov, when he remembers that he has Chametz in his house, should be mevata b'libay. The Gemara explains, Hacha b'talmud yoshel b'nifnei rabbi yaskinen. The Braisa specifically says that the person is sitting in a base medrash to indicate that he is sitting in front of his Rebbe and cannot leave, and he remembers that he has a rising dough in his house. Since it is not yet chametz, he can still be mevatle. Amar Rav Baruch Hu no Amar Rav. Hapas she'ifsha kivit she'rabza matzah muteres. After some discussion, the Gemara explains this halach as follows. If on Pesach one found a moldy piece of bread, which cannot be determined whether it is matzah or chametz, in a box where he keeps the matzah, it is mutter, he can assume it is matzah. The Gemara elaborates on the possible indicators either way. The general rule of Basra Basra, that an unknown is assumed to be from among the last things that were here, and since this box has last been used for matzah, this piece must be matzah as well, does not apply in our case, because ifusha mechiech leoi, the mold indicates that it is old and probably chametz from before Pesach. However, Rav is speaking of when it was found towards the end of Pesach. And we say, even if it's very moldy, which again indicates that it's chametz, we may assume it's matzah, because hot matzah was placed over throughout Pesach, causing it to become very moldy. Parenthetically, the Gemara questions, when we have the basa basra, do we always identify something based on the last thing? After all, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda teaches in the Braisa that unidentified money found in a box where both Maaser and Chulin money were kept is assumed to be from whichever was the majority in the box and not whichever came last. The Gemara gives three answers. Ein yodeya eizem hen b'saif. He does not know whether the last money in the box was Chulin or Maaser. Kegoyin shenishtamshu ba tziborin tziborin. They would use the box simultaneously for both Chulin and Maaser money in separate piles. Kegoyin ishtakeach b'guma. The coin was found stuck in a crevice of the box where it could have been for a long time. Amar Yehuda, Habaydik tzarech sheyivarech. Before Bidikas Chametz, we recite a bracha. Maimavarech, what is the specific text of the bracha? While all agree that Levar would be an appropriate text, since it definitely implies a future action the Bidikas Chametz is about to perform, the machlokes is whether Albir is also an appropriate text. Rapapi holds it is not appropriate, because L'sha'avar mashma, it rather implies that we are speaking about something that was already done. Rav Papa holds it is appropriate, because l'haba mashma, it indicates the future. The Gemara challenges Rav Papa from three separate brachas that are all with al, regarding a mitzvah that is about to be done. First, ala mila is said before the mila. Rav Papa would answer that saying lamul is not an option, because it implies that it is incumbent upon the moil to do the mila, which is simply not true. Therefore, he must say al hamila, which means regarding the mila. It is incumbent upon the father to circumcise his son, and indeed, when the father does the mila, he would say lamul and not ala mila. Second, ala shchita is said before the shchita. Here too, Rav Papa would answer that lishchait is not an option, because there is no obligation to do shchita. Rather, if one wants to eat meat, he must shecht. If a person is shechting a korban that he is chayef to bring, he would say lishchait. Third, al netilas lulav is said before shaking the lulav. Rav Papa would answer that be'idna de'agabe nafikbe. The brach is actually said after performing the mitzvah, since the mitzvah of lulav is done at the very moment that a person lifts the dalad minim. The Hilchasa al Bir Chametz. The Gemara passes like our Papa that we say al Bir Chametz. The Gemara continues. The Kuli Amma Mia Mi'ikara Be'inan Levruche Minolan. All agree that the bracha must be said before the mitzvah based on the following teaching. Amar Yehuda Mershmol. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach lein oivir lesayasin. All mitzvahs require the bracha to be recited immediately before their performance. However, the Gemara makes one exception. Chutz min ha-tefillah. Except where the bracha is recited after immersing, because akati gavah lechazi, because certain people, according to Rashi, a Balkari, one who had a seminal mission, according to Taisus, a ger, a convert, are not yet fit to make a bracha. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah which ruled that we must do bedikas chametz, lo'or haner, by the light of a candle. Amar Rav Chisda, menohan emili, lamanu, we learn, metziah memetziah, two psukim which both contain the word yimatzeh finding, shivas yam sar lo yimatzeh bevetechem, ve'chapis begodl hochel v'kot and kolav v'yimatzeh, u'metziah mechipas didei. The second pasuk has both the word v'yimatzeh, and he found, and the word ve'chapis, and he searched, v'chipas mineris. And we find the pasuk be'esa hi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neris, achapes I will search b'neris with candles, v'neris miner. And another pasuk which associates searching with a candle, ner Hashem neshmas adam chapes kol chadri batan.